everybody. Welcome to Simmer Down. I'm Brenda Anderson, and I'm here today with our favorite photographer, Chia Chong.
Hi.
Hi. She really doesn't like to talk, but we really wanted her to because the subject this week is something that she is the only girl on Salted in Style that knows about it, and it's the Mid-Autumn Festival.
And I grew up calling it the Mooncake Festival.
Now, why did you call it Mooncake Festival?
Well, this year it falls on September 19th.
Okay.
2013.
Different days each year? Different date?
Yes, because it actually follows the lunar calendar, which is the 15th day of the 8th month of the lunar calendar. So this year it falls on September 19th on the Gregorian calendar.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
Does it have to do with the new moon or full moon?
Full moon. It's the full moon, and supposedly it's the brightest, fullest moon of the year. I don't know. I never check on it scientifically. Every time I look at it on that day, it's the full moon's bright and full. It's very pretty. So anyway, that day, we would be moon gazing.
So that day, mm-hmm. did you build up to it? Was there cooking going on and the baking of mooncakes and family coming around?
Well, it's not as big as some other celebration, but it's that one day. Like for us at home in Malaysia, people would be selling mooncakes on the street already, and there would be lanterns already, you know, hangings because it's for kids, you know, to carry around. So there's some festivity going on, but it's not big. It's just one day kind of celebration. Yeah.
Do you light the lanterns and let them go, or are they just sort of strung all over the place wherever?
In Malaysia, what we do, the kids do, is you carry a little lantern that is kind of the more traditional one. It's made from like wire, but then you have all these all these different animal shapes, and it's glass paper, so it's kind of translucent,
a
lot of
beautiful.
Red and orange, and you know, the thrill of carrying a lantern around. I mean, mooncake is great, right?
Right.
It's sweet. No, who doesn't like it? Well, I don't know. Maybe.
No,
it's
would
sweet.
Love it.
As a kid, it's a treat, like eating candy all the time. But the thrill of it, I think for me growing up and for a lot of kids, is to carry little lanterns around. And you have a real candle, like you're carrying a flame, you know, and you're looking at the glow from the lantern, and you're carrying around the stick, and sometimes it's kind of hot, and you have to, like, watch your fire. So I think, and then you walk around the neighborhood in your lantern. So I think that's the fun part of it.
I think as a child, the fun part, if you are ever allowed to play with a flame,
exactly.
Then there's no other time of the year then mm-hmm. that probably you were allowed to walk around with a flame.
Uh-huh. And so that's the thrilling part. Yeah.
Did your mother make mooncakes?
Yes. My mother, you know, as non-traditional cook as she is, she does make really good mooncake. I have to say really good, because a lot of mooncake we get out there on the market is just sometimes, I don't know, maybe you're used to your mom's mooncake and they taste so good that you're like, everything else is not, yeah. is not as good. So she would always make mooncake, sometimes in square, sometimes in circle, sometimes with animals shape, and it's in this, she would put the pastry and the filling, usually commonly filling, you would get red beans, like the adzuki beans.
Right. I love
paste,
adzuki beans.
And it's sweet. So you stuff it in, you put it in a mold. The mold comes in all different shapes and sizes, and you knock it out. And so in the evening, she'll make it, and you hear all this knocking on the table, you know?
Yeah.
And I help her a couple of times. It's fun. It's a fun little, you know, thing to do.
Do you do that with your children in the United States when y'all are here?
You know, I only, they're 6 and 3, so mm-hmm. I've only let them play with the lantern and not make mooncakes, because making mooncakes is not my thing. My mom.
Right.
I'm like, she's the queen. I'm not going to make, I'm just going to watch. And, you know, but this year she's here for it, and so I think we'll try and make it.
Chia's mom has promised us to make them, and they're going to photograph them tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Chia, thank you so much. Y'all have no idea how hard it was to convince
yes,
her to do the short little baby podcast
about
the Mid-Harvest Festival.
It's only because it's Brenda.
Thank you, Chia.
All right.
Simmer down.